Jesse Cole is the manager of insurance products and product innovation with AFSC, and he joins us on the line today. Jesse, thank you very much for joining us. From an AFSC perspective here, Jesse, how goes seeding season?
Well, it's pretty good. I mean, you know, always in a dry year, when we have a dry start, things get into the ground pretty quick, and that happened in the Peace Country this year. I don't know if I've seen a year where the Peace and Southern Alberta were in a race for the finish, but that kind of happened this year. So I think the progress was pretty good in the area. Right now, we're sitting around that 97% seeded mark, so pretty good. The long-term average is 88% in the area, kind of number 88, 89. So I would say we're in a pretty good spot right now.
How much has the rain helped in your mind? Because we've gotten quite a bit over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, huge. I mean, a bit of a Cinderella story, one extreme to the other. We started the year thinking there was going to be irrigation shutoffs in the south and water restrictions and sharing agreements, and the soil moisture was pretty dry coming into the year everywhere. You know, this recent rain in May and that continues here has been quite good, I think. In some areas, we've run into maybe too wet to seed in a few fields, and we've extended the seeding deadlines for those folks if they need it. But I think, in general, it's been very good. The Peace Country's a little bit divided. I think on the east side, we've got lots of water, and down the middle is pretty good. And then on the west side, you might see a few areas that are still fairly dry.
That's actually a couple of good points you bring up here, Jesse. How much, from an AFSC perspective, how much less worry is there this year with the seeding season and with the impending harvest, especially after the last couple of years of drought, wildfire, and as you mentioned, possible water shortages?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think a year like this really helps us recover some of those funds that we need to pay out those big years. We've got three giant years. Kind of the biggest year we've ever had in terms of payouts was 2021. We got into 2022. It was significant drought issues in some parts of the province. And 23, again, was a huge drought payout year. So we've had a few big years, so this will help us recover, and I'm sure it'll help people. You know, getting a crop is better than getting crop insurance, I think. So I think our attitude is that we try to be a bit agnostic in terms of how the year is, and we'll plan for the worst and hope for the best kind of thing, and we're here for that type of disaster. But we love to see a year like this. This is a great year. You know, we're kind of coming out of some poor conditions. No, nothing's ever settled until November, I guess, but we'll see what happens. But, you know, at this point in time, things are pretty optimistic, and we're fairly happy about how it's going in terms of weather.
Just out of curiosity, did AFSC order the rain, or was it somebody else? I'm thinking it was you guys.
Well, we sure have a couple of rain dances queued up.
That is for sure. I am also hearing that subsurface moisture is also much improved over the last couple of months, I guess, with the rain that has been falling in the Peace region. But the question is, I guess, despite the fact that we had the rain, as far as the ground is concerned, I'm hearing that it's still quite dry. First of all, is that true? And second of all, I guess I'm thinking that we're not out of the woods yet as far as the ground being dry is concerned, are we not?
Well, you stole my phrase there, and I think you hit the nail on the head. Yeah, absolutely. We've gotten a bit of rain. I think we're kind of getting back to that average situation, maybe a little bit more than average in some areas. But we've got a long way to go. You know, we came out of a whole bunch of dry years, and the soil moisture coming into the year was very poor. I think we were into that 1 in 50 year kind of dry conditions. So it soaks up a lot of moisture, and I think there's still a lot of room there, which is good. It means that potentially less excess moisture conditions if it does rain for days. But at the same time, I think it depends on what happens in the rest of the year here. If we keep getting pretty good rain at the right times, we're okay, especially on the annual crop side. Coming into the year dry means that usually we're worried about the pasture and the hay early on in the season. That early season moisture is very important for those. So we'll see what happens with this first cut of hay, I guess, and feed availability. Those are always concerns. I don't think we're out of the woods there yet until we see what the outcomes are.
Jesse, you mentioned that optimism is higher, especially with the potential of this year's yield, but I'm sure, please correct me if I'm wrong here, that AFSC is still available for help if it's needed for farmers, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. We have really good programs across annual and perennial products. So on the annual side, our crop insurance product covers drought very well. It's also an unseeded benefit that's included with that, that if it was too wet to seed this year for some reason and things turned around on you too quick, that's available. And then we have our MDI product, our moisture deficiency insurance product for pastures, quite good. There's less weather stations up in the Peace Country, so you're a little farther away on average from some of those, but it covers loss against kind of that long-term normal rain situation. So if the rain falls below that, it'll start paying out.
How much are people smiling knowing that we've got better conditions for possibly a better yield for this coming growing season and this coming harvest season?
Well, it changes the mood a lot, especially at the office and in the branches. I think there's less. One of the big things that is really, it kind of tugs on your heartstrings when somebody comes in and they have no crop and it's dry and it's been that way for a few years and the bills start piling up. Maybe people can go through 1 year like that and potentially self-insure that kind of situation, but year after year, that kind of weighs on people. So I think, the empathy towards clients there is high and just immeasurably better mood around AFSC these days. So it's great. I can't tell you how good it is actually to see this rain. When the skies open up and it gives us what we need, it's awesome.
Jesse Cole is the Manager of Insurance Products and Product Innovation with AFSC. Jesse, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Keith.